I will say this, that on the, I'm jumping around, and this is not in chronological order, but one time we were on this tanker, and we had gone to Ulithi with oil for the Navy. It was a bunker fuel for the naval ships. And they didn't need us then. They wanted us to go on. And this was in September. And they ordered us to Tokyo Bay. This would be 1 month after they had signed peace treaty with the Japanese, VJ Day. We wound up in Tokyo Bay, and we were anchored out there, and they said they wouldn't let us go ashore. Well, some of us, here again, we get, well, we can't take a lifeboat because they would really get upset if we pulled a stunt like that. But besides that, you can't row a lifeboat. Lifeboats are boats, you got to have a motor on them or a crew of six or eight people to move a damn lifeboat. So we decided to build our own boat. So we got up in the forecastle and found some lumber and made us a boat. Well, one day when nobody was looking, we lowered the boat over the side, climbed down, got in it, and had some paddles. And what I didn't realize was there were three of us, it could have been four. Tokyo Bay is a big bay, and I didn't realize how choppy it was. Well, fortunately we had a bucket to bail, and water was coming in this thing, we're bailing, and it was cold. And we got the thing to a breakwater, and we could see, look, well, our only hope is to make the breakwater. And we got to that breakwater, and I remember we got out of that boat at the breakwater, and there was moss growing on those rocks, and it was so slick. It was like, well, anyway, we got on, I'm getting flies, and, well, that's all right. We finally got up on the rocks there, and the interesting thing was some Japanese fishermen were out there. They saw our predicament. They came by, picked us up, and took us ashore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So they weren't antagonistic on it. They were actually friendly, you know. They were Japanese fishermen. And they took us ashore.